something on. I'm sure you've seen it. It's made out of iron. It's got a little spout to it and a handle on it. You could heat up water to make tea. Hot tea.
Coffee pot. Teapot.
Or a tea kit.
A tea kettle.
Uh-huh.
I got one of them on the stove in yon. Oh, it's a tea kettle. You can heat water. But I thought you were talking about the coffee pot. Mm-hmm. Make coffee in.
Did you ever hear that pot that you had out in your yard for the clothes, you know? Did you ever hear that called a kettle?
Yeah.
Call it either a kettle or a pot?
Yeah. We always, you can call it a wash kettle, a wash pot, either one if you want to.
Okay. And if you went out and cut some flowers, to keep them in the house, you'd put them in a
vase.
And if you were setting the table next to each plate for everyone to eat with, you'd give everybody a
fork and knife. A napkin.
And for eating soup, you'd have a
soup spoon.
And say nowadays, if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put out steak.
Well, you could put stuff on it to tenderize it.
Uh-huh. Or for them to cut their meat with, put out steak.
Steak knives.
Uh-huh. And if the dishes were dirty, you'd say, I have to
wash them.
And after she washes them, then she
dries them.
Or in clear water, she
rinses them.
And what did you call that cloth or rag you'd use when you were washing dishes?
Dish rag.
And when you were drying them?
A drying cloth.
And to bathe your face with, you have a
wash rag.
And to dry yourself off with?
A towel.
And
I don't think I missed any of your comments. Well, don't you know all that anyhow?
What did flour used to come in?
Sacks.
Uh-huh.
Long years ago, we used to buy bales of flour.
Uh-huh.
Come in a bale about that tall.
Mm-hmm.
But now I buy mine in a sack. It ain't but one of me and my grandson. I buy it in a 12-pound sack.
Uh-huh. Talking about that barrel on... What runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place?
Staves.
Or to...
Oh. Hook.
Uh-huh. And something that nails used to come in, smaller than a barrel.
Nails.
Uh-huh. It's kind of like a barrel, only...
A nail keg.
Uh-huh. And if you wanted to pour something from a big container into a container that had a narrow mouth, you'd pour it through a
funnel.
Okay. And nowadays, if you wanted to turn on the water, you'd go to the sink and turn on the
faucet.
And something like that outside in the yard that you can turn the water on.
That's a faucet too.
Okay. What about on a water barrel?
Huh?
What about on a water barrel?
Well, you put one of them on that too. It's about a light.
You call it a faucet there
yeah.
too?
It wouldn't be nothing else. That's all you could call it because you turn it
uh-huh.
just like a faucet.
And did you ever hear, say if you bought about 6 gallons of lard, that would come in
a can.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear the expression a stand?